Before I play another song by the same artist, I just wanted to stop and say that this is such a good music. I am not a very big movie buff, but if I were to make a movie and if I were to, you know, transition from like a very emotional, I don't know, sad scene, I would put the song right there because, yes, time, I think a lot of books have been written, and if I go into that, that will be like another discussion. But overall, like, time is the only sort of measure that we as humans have not captured, and we are racing against to control that. But in my humble opinion, I don't think we could control time, and it is boundless, and it has the capability to cure things but also worsen things. So yeah, that was a pretty good song and I really enjoyed it. I hope you guys did too. And another song that is very popular on this album is called Never Say Goodbye, and it's a 3-minute song, and I'm gonna play that. And there are some others that I also liked, which is You Have Changed and Somebody Somewhere. So I'll have 3 songs back to back and then we'll get chatting. Yes, so coming up first is Never Say Goodbye.
Goodbye. the telltale factor for all of our fate. Time was I'd look in the mirror and just see your face. Well, I don't sincerely regret very much. I don't deem worthy to half of that stuff.
Fury and sound.
cut loose on the street. I bottled my worship, I swallowed it neat. Well, somebody somewhere is missing you now. They promised you mercy and they'll find it somehow. So keep the horizon ahead of your game. Look to your victory songs, they sound the same. Na 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 na.
Well, you did hear a song on the radio, and before I head out for today and say you guys goodbye, obviously it's the tradition, I guess, that I've made for this slot of open mic is having Taylor Swift, one and only Taylor Swift. Well, you should come in Canada to do your concerts, Taylor. I mean, like, but yeah, I will be saving some money for her tickets, and I always look forward to concerts, and Taylor Swift is the number one choice. Last year I went to Shawn Mendes's concert in the Rogers Arena, and it was such a blast. It was so much fun. I went with one of my friends, Sabina, and her sister, and we had so much fun. It was so good. Like, we just loved Shawn Mendes and the kind of energy that he brings, and even his fans, like everybody in the concert was so good and so nice. And it was my first Canadian concert experience, and I must say it was really good. Everybody was like behaving well. The COVID-19 restrictions were being followed, and it was super fun. Like, I really enjoyed it. And obviously, Shawn Mendes is super cute, so it was so nice to be in the same room with him. But yeah, now I have two songs back to back. One is called Maroon, and the second one is called Bejeweled. And these both are by Taylor Swift on her album Midnight. So I will let you guys listen to that. And goodbye. See you in the last week of April when my finals are done and I am still alive. So yeah, listen to the song.
Cleaning incense off your vinyl shelf, cause we lost track of time again. Laughing with my feet in your lap, like you were my closest friend. How'd we end up on the floor anyway, you say? Your roommate's cheap ass screw top rosé, that's how. I see you every day now.
Lost you, the one I was dancing. shirt when you splashed your wine into me, and how the blood rushed into my cheeks so scarlet.
It was my world.
I saw my collar bone, the rust that grew between telephones, the lips that used to call home so scarlet.
It was my world.
When you're in their top five. And by the way, I'm going out tonight. Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the band, they ask, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember. Familiarity breeds contempt. Don't put me in the basement when I want the penthouse of your heart. Diamonds in my eyes. I polish up real, I polish up real nice.
This is